Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in EdTech in the K-12 education space this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. On this episode, we continue to follow the money, where it is, how to use it, and why it's important to think about sustaining it going forward. First off, Jim D. He's the technical services manager for Adorama Business Solutions. He details all you need to know about Perkins 5. This is the largest federal investment in career and technical education, also known as CTE, and how it supports the development of a successful CTE program in districts. You can find the article, How to Fund Your CTE Program, in this week's newsfeed. He offers a number of tips, but I'll highlight two. He writes, number one, research the requirements and objectives for CTE in your state. States must send the Federal Department of Education a list of goals for the grant, their process for approving local recipients, and strategies for special populations. The Federal Office of Career, Technical, and Adult Education website has all of those materials for each state, so be sure to go there. He also goes on and says, read about how the state plans to spend this money and what they expect of recipients. Note that requirements in terms of program assessment, which you may have to fulfill to apply for the grant, and if you receive that money. There may also be requirements for consulting with educators, administrators, parents, students, or community representatives as part of your application. Here's another. Learn who determines funding and how they do it. He writes, each state determines its allocations differently. They may allocate according to the number of CTE students or the actual cost of running the programs. Requirements for establishing a program also vary. Of course, this information is crucial if you're applying to start a program, but even longstanding programs should consult this information. He goes on to get even more in-depth about how to secure and use these funds. They're valuable insights on how to support an important and accelerating aspect of K-12 education. Check it out. Next, Keith Rakowski, he's the director of procurement for a group called Diamond Assets, pens a provocative piece called It's Time to Invest in Tech Equity in Education. Again, it's up on the eSchool homepage this week, where he offers some strategies for districts to consider. He writes, number one, embrace students as learning partners. For all districts, it's critical that students are embraced as partners in learning. That means they must be trusted with devices even outside the classroom. Ultimately, students who bring devices home with them may extend their learning long after the final bell. Number two, invest in tech training for educators. Another important aspect in pursuing equity comes in the form of teacher training. Strong teachers have modified their curricula and learned how to develop successful education programs through technology. That means utilizing learning platforms, incorporating technology in class assignments, and taking advantage of advancements to help students with learning disabilities. And number three, and this one is crucial, create sustainable technology implementation plans. Perhaps the most crucial element of establishing educational equity through technology is creating sustainable plans so students have continued access for years to come. It's undeniable that today's devices will wear down and current technology will become obsolete. That's why administrators need to be thinking now about how to maintain a high-tech learning environment. That sustainability piece seems to be the most important aspect of managing these monies. School district leaders across the country are cautiously optimistic about post-pandemic teaching and learning, and they're also tracking what may be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to upgrade tech infrastructure and classrooms with next-generation solutions like interactive displays.